Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late, great indie rock singer-songwriter, David C. Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? I am okay. Surprise. After a couple weeks of not being okay and not showing my face around these parts, I'm back and I'm looking out my window right now. It's a little chilly out at about 12 degrees, but it's a good chilly. It's the kind of chilly that's like evocative. It's like we're gonna get warmer. Last week it was 27 degrees. In a really weird transference of weather from summer to early April. It was bonkers. This week is a little bit more seasonal. It's, 4 or 5 degrees, anywhere from 4 or 5 to 15. 5 to 15, I would say. And, you'll see people in all ranges, shorts. You'll still see people wearing a Canada Goose jacket or something along those lines, it looks nice out. And, I already took a walk today. I'm hoping to, get out again, maybe with some friends to go grab a pint, but we shall see. I want to speak for a moment about missing the last couple of weeks. It's going to happen from time to time. I got in my head and things got ugly. Things spiraled out of control. And here we are. And I would rather not, do consecutive weeks of content that is low and that is, potentially triggering for you. That's no good for anybody. So I don't think. If you've got a differing opinion, send me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. Would love to hear from you regardless. Got a real nice email this past week. You know who you are. And it was great to hear from you. And hope to, hear from you again soon. So there's that. I came across this I don't know what you would call it. I guess a platitude, I suppose. Ultimately, it was from somebody's TED Talk, I bet, or something of that ilk. But it resonated with me, as these things often do, with people. That's why they're so, the people that write them are so goddamn good. They can make this shit, resonate with 100,000 people and make them all feel as though their feelings are independent of the other 999,999 people. So that's a trick, man. That's a real trick. If you can do that, let me know. I'm currently trying to find sponsors for another podcast that I'm doing, a big event at the end of the podcast. And it's humbling. It's not my strong suit. to ask people for money. But what can you do? It's for a good cause. It's I'll let you know more about it as time gets closer to it. At any rate, this platitude. So the platitude is really simple and very clever, as these things often are, when they're most effective. And it's two traps you need to avoid. Two traps you need to avoid. Number one, caring what they think. And number two, thinking that they care. It's like, boom. Kick in the face with a frozen boot. Judo chop to the solar plexus. This shit is real. This shit is badass. I've heard the one, it's none of your business what people think of you. And I love that. It doesn't resonate with me the same way this does. It's a trap. It's an absolute trap. Caring what somebody thinks or thinking that they care. It impacts the way we do things and fulfill things, get things out to people, make decisions. It's fucking fascinating. And I am so guilty of it. So guilty. I will edit myself out the yin yang on most of the other podcasts. This is the one that, like, I used to have one called A Show of Strength. It's still out there. But this has replaced A Show of Strength for me in terms of the mental health component, the mental wellness component. And then it gives us a nice excuse to tie that back to David Cloud Berman. And that's what we do here, week over week. Sometimes we take a week off. Perhaps I'll put this one out today and put another one out tomorrow and still do one on Monday. Maybe I could do that. It's Friday today. But ultimately, I have to do this for me. I'm doing this for me. And I'm pleased that you're along for the ride. It always staggers me when I see the numbers going up. And people seem to be enjoying themselves on the journey, which is all right. Two traps you need to avoid. Caring what they think and thinking that they care.
Inside the golden days of missing you, with the people of Cleveland who've suffered for so many years, the shattered glass cuts. Said, hey, it said, I know you. What's your name? What's your name? Well, I wish they didn't set mirrors behind the bar. I can't stand to look at my face when I don't know where you are. Then the feeling fades away, but you sort of wish it would've stayed. Inside, the golden days are missing you. What if life is just some hard equation? chalkboard in a science class for ghosts. Then you can live again, but you'll have to die twice in the end. In the end, in the end.
Don't step on it, JD. Oh, that's Inside the Golden Days of Missing You. And that song makes me warm. That's a beautiful cup of Joe there, you know, in the early morning before you're heading off to work. You've got some time for yourself. And that's the kind of song you want to listen to. Or that's the kind of world you want to be in. Fantastic song. Really feels like a Silver Jews song. This is what we're going to get the bulk of the time when, in particular, when it's a song that I like. it's an early tip of the hat to an early tip of the hand, rather, to what this band is capable of, and what David Berman is up to when he's motivated and challenged enough. So there's that. Let's see what AI thought of Inside the Golden Days of Missing You. And here it is. Inside the Golden Days of Missing You is a song by American indie rock band Silver Jews. It was released on their album The Natural Bridge in 1996. The song being melancholic mediation on lost love and the passing of time, it opens with lead singer David Berman reflecting on a past relationship, singing, "We were together and I forget the rest." He then goes on to describe the passage of time about the fading of memory, singing, "The past is a grotesque animal. And its eyes, you see how completely wrong you can be." The chorus of the song repeats the phrase, "Inside the golden days of missing you," evoking a sense of nostalgia for a time that has long since passed. The lyrics are infused with a sense of sadness and regret as Berman sings, "I wish I could come out of your phone. Superpowers, superpowers. Oh, I wish I had one." The instrumentation of the song is relatively sparse, with a simple acoustic guitar riff and understated drums. The focus is on Berman's voice and lyrics, which convey a sense of emotional depth and introspection. Overall, Inside the Golden Days of Missing You is a powerful and poignant mediation on love, loss, and the passage of time. I'm starting to sense some repeats here in terms of what they're pulling. You know, mediation on lost love and the passage of time. I'm looking up this lyric right now, this one lyric right now, because if this is AI that has come up with this lyric, then gosh darn it, that's, you know, going to put a lot of poets out of business. And it found nothing. Wow, Google found nothing. And the lyric in question is, "I wish that I could come out of your phone. Superpowers, superpowers. Oh, I wish I had one." Fuck me. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good stuff there. So there's that. Let's go to Actual Air and, see what we've got going on in Actual Air. We are on a poem that is called From Guide to the Graves of British Actors. And it's playfully typeset. the way the stanzas are set up, the first two stanzas, they're indexed in. And yeah, it's actually all over the place. But I can't convey that in my words. I'll do my best. From Guide to the Graves of British Actors. If you have loved the light of guest rooms in the morning and built plot and theme in the finely setting sun onto the flat earth of chessboards, then to die on contemporary furniture with John Webster's antique jive on your lips, after a long life lived in that pause where guest studies his ice cubes and listens to the room tick, would rinse the larger stillness with the whole moments lost in yawns. Even if you have never been served by a butler, and even if movies have prepared you on how to react to his attention, when it finally comes to pass, sitting in an armchair beneath a tangle of nicotine swans, you are completely aware of your role as the great American guest, and surprised at how he, the butler, faintly smells of silver polish, and the English snow, how it glitters down on our wide emergency, without reference of the fact of its happening. That was from Guide to the Graves of British Actors, from Actual Air, by David C. Berman. Pretty fucking good, right? Now, again, I feel like I ripped you off, because of the layout, but it's still all there, and there's some good stuff. Now I want to hear all these poems with a sonic scape. Would that be something that you guys would dig? Would that be something that yeah, I don't know, you'd be willing to do? I don't know. That's what I got for you this week. Sorry for not being around. It's my duty. And I miss you. So there's that. Stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.